Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about seeing the signs. As Jesus spoke to his disciples in Matthew chapter 24, in response to their question, he explains some of the signs that will take place throughout the end times. My perspective is that we're in the end times. We have been since the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus. And the end times drawing closer and closer to a completion. But there are various signs that Jesus says will take place throughout the end times and kind of point towards his impending coming. And so we've talked about some of those already this week. Today we're going to talk about seeing the gathering. And it's fascinating. I mentioned this Sunday that in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus talks about gathering in two different contexts. One is the vultures gathering, those that are looking for death, those that feed off of death. And we definitely see that taking place throughout our world, throughout the culture that we live in. But the other gathering that he talks about is the one that we're looking towards and forward to, is the gathering of believers when Christ returns. And so in Matthew 24, verse 31, Jesus said, "And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other." Talked a little bit about that yesterday when we talked about seeing the illusion and the fact that when Jesus does return, it won't be a secret. And you won't be missed. If you belong to Christ, the Bible says that if you're alive, yet on this earth, you will be caught up together with him in the air. And when we look for the gathering, we look with longing towards the gathering when we're with Christ in the air, when we're with him in his dwelling with God. But there's also a gathering that takes place here on earth. The Bible tells us that we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. In other words, we should not forsake the meeting together with other believers. And it goes on to say, as some are in the habit of doing. We kind of sometimes think that's a new thing. It isn't. There have always been people that have thought they didn't need anyone else. Their relationship with God was just between them and God. It began, it probably began with Adam and Eve, but it definitely began with Cain and Abel. Cain's response to God, "Am I my brother's keeper? I'm not responsible for him." "Well, yes, you are, and you killed him." And when we learn to not only gather with fellow believers, but to enjoy the gathering and look forward to it and long for it, we're actually preparing ourselves for the final gathering when we're caught up together with Jesus. And when we gather together, Jesus says, God says, his word says, it's for the purpose of encouraging one another. And within the context of seeing the signs, he says we should do so all the more as we see the day approaching. As we see the signs, we've already talked about seeing the suffering and the illusions, the deceitfulness. It's why it's so important to see the gathering as vital. Because it helps us when we begin to feel isolated, when we begin to feel alone. And when we look to God's word, we discover his desire to be with us and for us to be with him. And so as we represent Jesus in a more complete way, we ought to be growing in that desire to be with one another. Because that's his desire. And his spirit yearns for fellowship, for companionship. Us with him and him with us and us with one another. And we live life. I suspect any Christian that I would talk to, ask if you do you want to go to heaven, they're going to say yes. Now, most people, you ask, do you want to go right now? Many will say, well, I don't know that I'm ready now. But do you want to be prepared? Do you want to understand what the fellowship of believers looks like in heaven? And we begin to gather with one another so that no one's left behind. Not that they're going to be missed, but the Bible says in the latter days that some, and some places they'll even use the word many, have wandered from the faith. They've given up. And they've given up because of the suffering. They've given up because of the illusions, but they've also given up because, well, they've allowed themselves to be isolated. Sometimes by their choice, sometimes not so much by their choice, but when we learn the importance of gathering, we begin to look for ways to make it happen. We talk a lot here at Deer Run about welcome home. We want everyone to feel at home, whether it's a visit to home or whether it's living at home. Those that attend here, those that are members, those that are consistent in being a part of the body of Christ here at Deer Run, and those that just drop in for a week. We want it to feel like home. A place of belonging. A place of comfort. A place of correction. A place of challenge. A place of compassion. So look. See the gathering. And be involved in it now. So you're ready for the final gathering. Do spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with you, in order to have our sins cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And because of that, we are able to participate in the gathering. The gathering of believers here on earth, the gathering of believers that will be caught up with Jesus in the air. To be with you for eternity. And Father, as we look towards that gathering, may we see the value. May we notice the gathering that takes place by those that, well, by those that benefit from death. Those that desire to destroy, the enemy who seeks to kill and steal and destroy. May we notice that gathering so that we can avoid it. But as we long for the gathering with you, may we find value and importance in gathering with fellow believers here as we journey through life. And for those that we know that have difficulty in gathering for various reasons, may we find ways to include them. May we grow in our hospitality. May we grow in our love and our compassion, in our correction. May we grow in being more like Christ, who welcomed the little children, who welcomed the outcast, who welcomed those who were considered to be untouchable. Desiring that all would gather. So, Father, today, help us as we gather with you, to gather with others, to invite others in, to issue your invitation. And may our embrace be equal to your embrace. Father, as we see that gathering, as we learn to long for that gathering, may we lift up Jesus as the one that draws all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.